It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality.
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
Had $1 million.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
I really wouldn't buy you a K car, George.
I really wouldn't.
I appreciate that.
I wouldn't
that.
Do that to you. Do you remember those?
Oh, gosh, yes. Actually, did I have one once? I may have had one.
Really?
Yeah.
Did people was it white?
No.
Did people mistake you for a cop?
The thing was, it never went that fast.
Right. So, I was telling George off the air, and it's George Kruppel, by the way. He's the president of the Lake Havasu Community Choir. Every time I hear the intro, I think of something new, right?
Okay.
And when he goes, Paul LaVoy, right? I'm thinking of Spicoli. Hey, I know that dude. From Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Exactly. There's no birthday party for me in here, dude. All right. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It is Thursday, November 17th, 2022. George Kruppel, again, is here. And you wouldn't know it by the spelling of his name, but that is how you say it.
He does it correctly. That's amazing.
Am I the only one?
Pretty much.
You know, when those robocalls or they used to call me back in the day for, you know, bill collecting the ones from Canada would go, or I don't know where they were from, but they would call me, you know, Paul LaVoy.
LaVoy.
That was pretty funny.
But I used to get, you know, I was in the military for a while, like 22 years actually, and every time I go to a meeting, they call out your name, and I get this croak, and I go, here. Because they don't know. Or if I go to an office, like a medical office, and they'll come out and they'll go, I'm here. They don't have to say it. You just see their mouth trying to form it. Don't know what to do with it.
The name Nagaminajad. It's in the movie Office Space. Nagaminajad. He goes, Naga. Well, not going to work here anymore. There you go. All right. Hey, I've got a special request for the community. We put this on the news today. And Pastor Tim Giles over at Inspire the Church, a good friend. I met him a couple times, mm-hmm. but I like to call people like him. You know, he's a very positive person. I would like to call him a good friend. And Tim and I work together on little things whenever we can. And he's with it's called Inspire the Church over on Swanson.
Okay.
Right across from ASU at Lake Havasu. Well, they're collecting frozen turkeys to feed Lake Havasu and the surrounding area. And you can either buy one or two off their website, and they'll do a drop, or you can do a drop off of a turkey, and it's a tax deductible gift where applicable. And you can go to inspirethechurch.com and donate it from their website, or you can sign up for a turkey for your family if you feel you're not going to make ends meet this year.
Sure. I'm sure there's many of those.
There's one. You can do one, two. It's like $25 a turkey. I mean, what's a trip to the ATM now? Like $40, right? Used to be 20, but now it's like 40. So the frozen turkeys will be collected this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or Monday from 9 a.m. to noon. And, again, Inspire the Church is at 2139 Swanson Avenue, across from the ASU at Lake Havasu campus. Or you can go to the link. Again, it's inspirethechurch.com. KNTRTalk.com. At the very top of the homepage, you'll see something that says donate a turkey.
Cool.
Right.
Very nice.
Or there's another link that says receive a turkey. So,
all right.
There you go.
Either way.
Right.
Sounds good.
So I guess the food bank is overrun.
Really?
And he's already, Pastor Tim tells me he's already got 100 families besides those using the food bank that are in need of a turkey or a meal this Thanksgiving holiday.
Wow.
So I believe they're going to provide a food basket that includes a frozen turkey.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how I read it on the website. And that will, of course, go a long way to helping a lot of families here in Lake Havasu City.
Certainly.
Towards the bottom of the hour, we'll have Diane Klostermeyer come on. She's from PACE. That's Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. And as you know, George, you're not my new best friend today.
I know.
Diane is.
I know. Well, I would add her to my list if I got one, too.
Right? Diane brought us food. Diane brought donuts. That makes you my triple new best friend. There you go. There's like chocolate and chocolate sprinkles in there. So how can you go wrong with that?
You can't. You
exactly.
Can't.
Anyway, we're going to do a live drawing on the air for first, second, and third place for the PACE drawing. And this is something we do every year. And
yes, okay.
They sell tickets throughout the community to support the program that's in the high school for constitutional education. And there's some really good prizes in there, like 4 gift certificates to Chagrus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now there you go.
How about that,
there.
Right? Exactly. All right. So over on the sports station, not to put you off too long, George, tonight is Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
Green Bay hosting, and I hear the temperature there is a pretty nippy, like 15 degrees during the day or something like that.
Well, will they be wearing shirts?
They're going to be wearing
Green Bay.
That's when you dress in layers,
yeah.
A lot of layers. So, yeah, Tennessee Titans are in Green Bay, and that's a 5:30 pregame. 6:10 or so is the kickoff. And then tomorrow night, our own Havasu Fighting Knights are at Poston Butte to take on the Broncos. First game of the 4A playoffs for the Knights, ranked number 13 against the number 4 Broncos.
Oh.
Yeah. 4A football for Arizona. And the 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:45 with the pregame. Steve Greeley's calling that one. That's on 980 AM and KNTRSports.com only. And over on the FM, which is 94.3 and 100.5, we'll have the Suns at Utah. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And, again, you can get the complete schedule of all of the games, which is an all Pac-10 or Pac-12. Sorry, I'm dating myself. An all Pac-12 Saturday. We'll have ASU against Oregon State. And we'll have USC at UCLA.
Wonderful. And good luck to the Knights.
Right.
Yeah.
But USC at UCLA?
Yeah.
How about that? That's pretty cool, right? So, I mean, what is that, like number 10 against number 6?
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Number 12 against number 6?
And, yeah. You know, what?
Depends on which poll you're looking at.
How do you divide that difference, you know?
Right. So get on the website, KNTRSports.com, and you can see the entire schedule for this weekend. Anyway, I want to talk about the community choir.
Good. Let's do that.
We don't have the energetic Darren
though. Our Energizer
Darren
Bunny.
Is that what he is?
He's your Energizer Bunny.
He just keeps going and going?
Yeah, he does.
Right. So it's called A Season for All.
Yes, it is.
The show that's coming up. Tell us about it. And we have tickets, folks.
Yes, we do have tickets. Yeah, A Season for All. We were trying to come up with something because, as we know, Christmas is celebrated in one way or another by just about everybody. You know, so it is one of the very few seasons out there that is celebrated by just about everybody in one way or another. And so without cornering anything or putting anybody into a tight spot, we try to make it so that it's open to anybody. The different styles of music that we're singing at this concert is something that we've never done before. We go anywhere from musicals from The Grinch, Polar Express, even go to Broadway, to MAME.
Broadway to MAME?
MAME is a Broadway
MAME.
Musical back in the, what, maybe late 50s, early 60s.
M-A-M-E.
It's a woman's name.
One I haven't heard of.
Angela Lansbury did it on Broadway, and Rosalind Russell did it in the movies.
Well, look at you, Roger Galloway. Good job.
I have so much trivia I can't use.
I guess.
But no, so we do those kind of things. There's also, we also sing the Christmas song, which sounds kind of weird that why would you call it a Christmas song? Because it's actually the chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It was, you know, I always thought that was the name of the song, but it's
right,
not.
Right.
And that was a Mel Torme song.
Right. We have a connection with that song here at the station, Steve Marks Torme, being Mel Torme's son.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we'll pay a tribute to him when we sing. All right. We do that. So
Steve checks in with us on the amateurs quite often every week on the sports station.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. See how tight it can go. So, and then we have an a cappella piece we're doing. It's a... kind of like a Caribbean style. It's called Jamaican Noel.
Oh, there you go. Know?
And it's got a lot of upbeat to it. And so it's, you know, we do, it's a variety of different things. You know, just, you know, we're just stuck in the one mode, you know, trying to give everybody a, and there's things you never probably heard before. There's things I never heard before until I started singing it. So.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about bands and choirs. That you get introduced to a wide variety of music that you may not have ever heard before.
No.
That's happened to me numerous times.
Yeah, and even some of these songs that we have heard before, I think, you know, we're coming away with, you know, the song called Where Are You Christmas, which came from The Grinch.
I love that song.
And Mariah Carey was a writer in that.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not. And it's becoming a lot of our favorite, one of our favorite songs.
I'd like to be a writer on any Christmas song that's played often, you know?
Yeah.
You just retire on the residuals. I'm not even kidding. It's like that movie About a Boy, that Hugh Grant wrote, his grandfather wrote some Christmas song, and that's all he does is collect his grandfather's residuals.
Just get the residuals from
it. Yeah. You can pass them on.
Well, who was it? Bing Crosby had, you know, White Christmas, which was the number one song for centuries.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it got bumped out of there or not.
It did. Now it's All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Oh, see? Now she bumped them up.
It's the perennial number one for some reason. I have a different favorite Christmas song, so it's by Bryan Adams.
Okay.
So,
Which one's that?
Something About Christmas Time. You guys could actually do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll cue it up. But tell me about rehearsals, what you're doing now. Are they one a day, two a week, three a week?
No, actually, our rehearsals, we rehearse every Tuesday at the high school in the choir music room from 6 to 8. But it's a packed 6 to 8. There's no... you know, there's no coffee breaks or anything like that. It's
and no room for late people.
No, you get in there. We start right at 6, and we stop at 8. However, we do have CDs and links to our website where we can access the music in what we sing. Like, we can access strictly the soprano part or the alto part or that. And so we learn it that way also. So we can rehearse as much as we want at home or in the car. You know, so that really has helped us a lot. So we've been able to cut down our time actually in face to face, and it brought us a lot faster than we've ever done before. Is getting ready for a concert.
Oh, really interesting. And you guys are working on. You were telling Diane out in the green room, as I call it, because there's a green light.
There's a green light
in that room. That's why you call it the green room. You were telling Diane that you're actually rehearsing a version of the national anthem.
Yes, we are.
Why are you doing that?
It's another way to be a part of the community. I mean, this is a very patriotic town. There's a lot of military, a lot of things going on. You always see things in the newspaper, well, you know, we're doing this, you know, through the VFW or the disabled vets, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we think there's an opportunity for us to be a part of that and make us a part of the community. And so we're learning an a cappella version, therefore we can sing it anywhere. You know, we don't need a keyboard or anything like that.
With like how many members for that version?
We can do it with probably about 20. As long as we
20?
Have
20? Really?
As long as we have all four parts covered.
That's a lot.
You know?
Yeah.
But we could do it with less if we have the four parts in the, you know, in the dynamic singers, because it's a four-part harmony. Mm-hmm. It's not a wacko version. I mean, sometimes the singers get out there and they don't even know it's the national anthem the way they do it. This is not a straight version, but it is a nicely blended, and the harmony is just unbelievable.
I like any original version like that.
Yeah. So it's very well done. The writing and arranging, we're getting to the point where, you know, we can do it without the music. That's our goal. you know, is be able to know everything and go on from there.
Right. So, well, I hate to play Christmas music this far out from Thanksgiving, but I kind of already referenced the song.
Yes, you did.
It's by Bryan Adams called Christmas Time, and it's my favorite Christmas song. And then we'll come back with George Krupple. We'll talk about the Lake Havasu Community Choir's presentation of A Season for All, when it is, how you can get tickets, and the time, and all. It's on a Sunday.
Yes, it is.
It's very
8 o'clock.
All right.
Yep.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, and Speak Out will continue. Stay with us.
Makes you wish it was Christmas every day. See the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile, says that Christmas will never go away. We're all as one tonight. It makes no difference if you're black.
A little Christmas time with Bryan Adams. Should dedicate that to my friend Denise back east. Denise Goddard loves Bryan Adams. Went and saw Bryan Adams and Journey one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on his first tour. First tour. She says, he's going to be huge one day. And I went, what? I mean, he was good. But I'm like, huge, really? And she goes down, buys all the merch she could get. Right?
Oh.
And then, yeah. Who would have thunk it, right?
Yeah.
I told her later when I got into the business, I said, you should be a program director. We always laugh about that. So, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. That's Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And as George knows, we stream live and the archives are at KNTRTalk.com. You probably go home and listen to yourself like all afternoon, right? Play it back over and over.
Let my ego go.
And then we're on the Lake Havasu City app that is all redone, faster than all get out, and available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. So, and that's free, by the way, at the Google Play and Apple iStore.
Oh, okay.
So, speaking of Apple, which iPhone is that?
It's a 13.
He had some music on his iPhone. That's the choir. And I'm like, yeah, let's plug it in. Guess what?
It won't plug.
It's, yeah, it's sans headphone. Sans headphone jack, right? No headphone jack on that thing.
No. Nope.
It's all Bluetooth now.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Way to go. Good job. All right. So anyway, let's talk about the community choir's performance that's scheduled for Sunday, December 4th, 3 p.m.
at the Performing Arts Center, which is the high school. And one of the things we're doing a little bit different this year is because Darren, our director, who was here the last time with you, he is creative.
He's a handful, by the way.
He is. He's great. But he's great. He's with the Starline High Elementary School, he has created a Starline Performing Arts Club. And part of that club, he has a choir, a children's choir. And they are going to perform two numbers with us at our concert. And, you know, just like we were listening to the Christmas music before, you notice he had a children's choir in his background.
Right.
And nothing can choke you up more in a Christmas song than listening to angelic voices.
I was just going to ask you that. I've met, like, for example, there was a politician in Nevada. I can't remember who it was, but there was a children's choir at an event that he was at, and he got all choked up at the microphone when he had to make a speech afterward, because that's what kids singing does to some people.
Because it's the tone is a simplistic tone right. that just reaches in and grabs
I guess that's
you,
what it is.
You know,
especially when they sing together or it's 6, 7, 8, 9 year
yeah.
olds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and their hearts are pure at that point still, and so
yeah.
you know, there's nothing interfering with it.
If they had a guitar case in front of them, it'd just be full of $20 bills, right? So this is a $10 ticket for adults, $5 mm-hmm. for students.
Yes.
And where are tickets available?
You can get it from any of the choir members, obviously, or from Soundbanks, Scoops, or Haveaprint.
Soundbank so, Electronics, Scoops.
Soundbank Electronics, Scoops.
Where's Haveaprint?
Right beside Scoops, actually.
Oh,
they're the
very
ones
good.
That they do all of our printing and stuff, and so she sells tickets there. But most of the people either go to Scoops or they go to Soundbanks.
Good
know.
Job on the She Sells Tickets, by the way.
She sells tickets?
You nailed it. That's a slowdown for me. Absolutely. So Sunday, December 4th. 3 p.m. at the Havasu Performing Arts Center up at the high school.
The doors will open at 2:30, okay? And you can also get tickets at the door.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Same price?
Same price. We are trying to do everything we can to make this affordable for people. We've been at $10 for as long as I can remember.
Okay. That's
like,
a good policy.
You know?
It's the holidays.
We're just yeah. trying to make it work.
Right.
You know? And, but ticket sales have been doing pretty good. I would love, I mean, the Performing Arts Center holds, like, I think, around 660-some
right.
people. I can see us hitting 600, to be honest with you.
George, if I was going to plan a Christmas holiday date night, I would do this first at 3,
mm-hmm.
and then the tree lighting at Wheeler Park is at
see?
5 or 6.
There you go. We'll
yeah.
be done.
I think it's at 6.
We'll be done by 5.
Right.
So,
get the community tree lighting, right,
yep.
at Wheeler Park.
Yeah.
Santa will be there. 'Twas the night before Christmas with the mayor. I mean, that's a great Christmas date,
yeah.
right?
Some of the other things we're going to be doing, I know we were asked earlier, do we do any outside things? Of course, we do the concerts so we can earn some money so we can continue our program.
Right.
But we also, and we're getting back into it because COVID has kind of gone away, and the senior facilities, the care facilities have opened up. So we are going to them. We have like 5 or 6 right now already after the weeks after the concerts.
Yeah.
We'll be going there between the concert and Christmas, and we'll sing part of the program.
So
them.
So carolers.
We kind of like a caroling
yeah.
thing, you know. Right before the concert, though, we are going to be at the Dementia Connection in the Shambles Village, and they have a tree of reflection lighting,
mm-hmm.
and we will be there performing. So, you know, and these are all just a way to
right.
just extend ourselves into the community as much as we can.
So that caroling, my honor society did that in high school
oh,
when I was
cool.
in honor society,
yeah.
and
yeah.
they actually paid us to leave. We got donations to just go. You know what? Don't go away, Matt. Just go. Yeah, exactly.
The residents are throwing their Medicare cards
right.
at you. Go away.
George, thanks so much for being here. Always fun.
Paul, thank you. And enjoyed it. And thank you for your support.
Maybe next time we'll configure the Bluetooth to get it through the board and get the choir actually on the air, right?
It's a small room, but we could do that.
You know what I mean. From the phone. Wow. I'll stick to the, you know, I'll do the jokes.
Okay.
I'm kidding. All right. Season for All, again, Sunday, December 4th, 3 p.m. Admission is $10, $5 for students. Again, available at Scoops,
Soundbanks,
Electronics,
and any member.
And
have a print.
Have a print.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Have a print. And it's, of course, directed by Darren Hunting. Darren, we missed you today if you're listening.
Yes.
All right. Back with more in a moment.
Thanks again, Paul.
We've got Diane Klostermeyer on deck from PACE. That's the Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Always love this time of year. We have Diane Klostermeyer in the studio. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you.
Always fun to have you here. You brought some friends with you.
Yes, I brought some members of our PACE board.
To do this big drawing that we do every year. You should see, folks, you should see the crystal ball she has here. with the drawing tickets in it. So, yeah, introduce your board members for
me. Okay, first of all, we have Ginger Dottier, who's our secretary, and we have Karen Vanderjecht, and she is a board member. But I did want to mention our president, Holly Ottavarius, couldn't come today because she's working. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Martinez, he was in charge of our Veterans Day parade along with Karen Vanderjecht, which was quite successful. And then, of course, I am second vice Johnny Martinez is first vice president. I'm second vice president in charge of fundraising, of all things, of course. Ginger Dottier is secretary. Phil Nielsen is treasurer. And he's had a terrible thing happen. His former wife, mother of his children, passed away recently. Oh, and we wanted to send our heartfelt condolences to him and his family. We didn't really get a hold of him individually, but as a board and as individuals, our thoughts and prayers are with him. Also, Fred Mohan is a board member, and Mary Goodfellow from the Constitution Week group has also joined as a member of PACE.
So tell people what those who are listening who don't know or aren't familiar with what PACE is. What is PACE? I mean, it kind of says it all in the name, Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education.
Okay. Our main function is teaching love of God and country based on the Founding Fathers' viewpoint. We use the 5,000-Year Leap book and the 28 Principles of Liberty as our primary directive for the teachers. However, we give each teacher outline of things they can cover in their class depending on whether the kids are in first and second grade, third or fourth or fifth or sixth.
Okay.
And we're trying to get the high school, and also we're trying to get, if we can get the college, that MCC, that would be fantastic.
Ginger, she goes pretty fast.
She covers it all. And
she really does.
I'd like to add, too, that Diane started this 11 years ago. Just an amazing, and she also got an award for the from the Constitution Week people. For the most patriotic, what was your award, Diane?
Well, for the American Patriotic
Award. Diane doesn't want to talk about herself.
Right.
I get that.
You know,
knowing Diane, I get that.
My honor is seeing the kids love this country right. And what they see in the flag. When they look at that flag, it's no longer a piece of cloth. It represents the 13
right.
colonies. It represents the 50 states. It represents the colors, represents certain characteristics of our founding fathers.
Right. Karen, I'm going to bring you into the conversation,
okay.
too. Do you ever see those kids that are kind of, they're kind of rolling their eyes at the beginning of the program, and you see a transformation in the middle?
Well, actually, yes. I was the first PACE teacher, and I taught, how many years? Five years, I think, mm-hmm. Jamaica school. Then I did a kind of a group that was homeschoolers and people who weren't able to get it, and then I also taught at the high school for 3 years with the Constitution Club under the PACE.
Oh, she has an outstanding program that I have copies of. If we can get somebody again at the high school or even at the junior high,
right.
That would be a true blessing.
I just outlined the book, The 5,000-Year Leap, and we went through it. And after a while, the kids were teaching it.
Really?
Yeah, I just put it up on the smart board, and they would just go through all the points.
Right. It really got them all involved.
I need you to bring that mic down. Just
There
you go.
There
perfect.
Go.
All right. Excellent. So is this a class or a club or both? How does this work?
Yeah, it is. It is actually both. But, for example, in the high school, it was under a club for the high school. And it is taught like a class, but we try to make it really fun. Like, we went on a field trip to the Ronald Reagan Library. That was
nice.
Something they worked for. They had a fundraiser, and we all went. And it was just something to make it fun and get them involved. And, of course, the big event for them is the program at the end of the...
We have the assembly in April.
Yes.
Last year, Mayor Cal and... Board of Supervisors Ron Gould gave the awards away.
Oh, nice.
And the assembly in April is open to the public, so this year it's going to be April 4th, 5th, and 6th. And what we're trying to do is encourage children. One of the things we have on our PACE flyer is, how do you teach children not to kneel? We teach them why we stand. We have to teach them what the foundation of this country is. And this is a nonprofit. It's free to the children. And we are so blessed with all of all the people that donate and the fundraising events and the different events that the children get to attend. They also get to do the Veterans Day. So they march in the parade. And wherever they want to be in the community, we want to be teaching them as far as, and then, like, we have the teachers. Can we do a school shout-out?
Oh, for the schools that are involved, we have Havasu Prep Academy, Havasupai Elementary, Oro Grande Elementary, Our Lady of the Lake, Smoke Tree Elementary, and Starline Elementary are currently involved. We do have a possible Nautilus, and we're trying to get Prenda Schools involved, the Prenda Micro Schools.
Oh, wow.
And we already have someone who's interested, so hopefully we can get them involved as well.
It's nice you also have the parochial school at Our Lady of the
Lake.
Yeah,
Our Lady of the Lake may have another teacher. We have two there right now, and they may have another one. And wasn't there a chance we were getting one at Oro Grande? Didn't Mrs. Cooley mention that possibility?
I think we already had one. We already we already have someone. At
Where
we
have
day,
Mrs. Cooley?
April, yes, we already have. Oh, another teacher. Not
which
sure on that one.
And we're really fortunate that these teachers step up. We do pay them a small fee, but they do it because of the love that they have for the children. And we are so fortunate for these teachers. We're looking for teachers all the time. And we pass out the brochures at the beginning of the school year. And then we'll pass out a bunch more so the teachers can send them home with all their students. Mm-hmm. So all you parents out there, it's a free program, one day a week, starting from January to the assembly in April. And the kids all love it. And so whatever we can do to encourage them of love of God and country and standing up for our flag. Because, again, we have to teach them.
Yeah, absolutely. Diane, where did this idea originate, though?
Well,
you said like 12 years ago?
Yeah, at least 13 years ago.
Yeah,
It started before we incorporated a little bit later. But everybody said the kids need to learn more about our country and what it stands for. And they were talking about it. I said, you know what? Let's stop talking about it. Let's do something about it. So with the permission of a club I belong to, we were able to have a casino night. And I was told that, being that they weren't giving us any money toward it, that whatever money we raised from that could go for our program. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the first, I went to a special meeting, and I asked, is there a teacher here who knows how to teach about the Founding Fathers? And Karen Vanderjick said, well, sure, I do. I said, would you be interested? See, we had money now, because we had money from the casino night. And then I said, well, do you know anyone who knows how to teach the 5,000-year leap? She said, I taught that, not only that, but we had costumes and everything for the students.
Wow.
So I thought, look how God guides us. It's not me who did it. God has guided us all along, but we need to understand that God's guided us in the forming of this nation. And we talked about money. Well, you know, we had money from the casino night, but thanks to the patriotic businesses here in Havasu. Every year we have two raffles, a Thanksgiving raffle.
It's a great segue, by the way.
And an end-of-the-year raffle.
Queen of the segue over here. Good job.
So basically, well, thank you. Basically, we have excellent prizes for this Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Which
Do you want me to read these off, or do you want to do it?
I think it would be good if you did it for a change.
Man.
And he has just been phenomenal. He's helped us all the years.
Me?
You have, yes, being on the radio and reaching all these people, of course.
Yeah,
and we have a big bowl
full
of tickets.
I'm just booking the best guests you can get for this time slot, so there you go.
So
how's that?
Ooh.
Again, folks, we're talking to Diane Klostermeyer, Ginger Dodier, and Karen Vanderjack, and they're from PACE, which is Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. And we're going to go into the Patriotic Thanksgiving Raffle 2022. How's that sound?
Oh, wonderful.
You want to do that? I even prepped some music for you.
Did you?
A little God Bless America.
Ooh, I love that song.
All right, perfect. So do we want to do third place first?
Whichever you prefer.
All right, so third place from Michael Allen Furniture and Design. It's a $50 card and decor candle. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then Edward Jones, Tracy Vaught. Is that how you say your name?
Yes.
Tracy Vaught is a financial advisor who donated 3 backpacks.
They're beautiful, by the way.
Really? From Edward Jones. And then Soothing Massage Therapy, Samuel Carpenter, donated Relaxing Therapeutic Massage it's a $50 value. So these were $5 tickets or 3 for 10. And we have a whole crystal bowl full of them here. Who's going to do the drawing? Is that me?
Yes, you're going to do the drawing.
So I got to kind of leaf through all this and grab one. And I got 3 people watching me, so this is all on the up and up.
He's legit. We're here.
It says, give to a veteran.
Oh, well, some of them didn't want to put their name down.
Right.
So that one's going to go to a veteran. We'll have to go to the VFW and have them...
Okay.
We'll have to find
So that's third place.
This is third place.
So second place is a Patriotic Thanksgiving Feast. It's donated by Arizona Flags and Flagpoles, George Link, the owner, American Flag and Canopy, and an American flag and a copy of the Constitution. There's a Thanksgiving feast, basket of items and gift cards from local stores.
Including Smith's, Bash's, and Albertson's.
Nice.
And
nice.
We have some beautiful baskets and a horn of plenty, which we've used part of the money for, and then there are gift certificates of over $50. They can take it in and pick out their own turkey, their fresh turkey.
So I'm gonna,
and that's second place.
I'm going to go to the bottom here.
They're going to really like
and
the
And I'm going to pick out a really good one. All right. So that's
name.
All for second place right there. And second place will go to, I'll have to have you read it. It's a law practice.
Okay, let's see.
Ranema?
Ranema Law, RLLC. They bought quite a few tickets, by the way, to support
us. Oh, they did.
Us.
Yeah, there's a stamp on the ticket. That's how many tickets they bought.
Wow.
Perfect.
Great.
So now we're going to go for the grand prize. Uh-huh. And by the way, the proceeds from this drawing pay for class expenses, trophies, and special awards. And thanks to everyone who donated, had a hand in this,
right.
And bought tickets, of course.
And
so let's do...
tell them what they're going to get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This one's pretty cool, folks. Four gift certificates for $25 each. It's a $100 value to Chagru's Fine Dining. That's from Tom Felke, the fabulous Tom Felke, part owner and manager. Monarch Salon, 1929 McCulloch. Jonna White, the owner, by appointment. Two free $30 haircuts. Trying to figure out if a $30 haircut is better than a $15 haircut.
Well, it's mainly a woman's salon, so it's fundamentally that's
yeah. I see. Well, I was going to say, if I get my haircut, is it 30 or 15, right?
It's a Monarch salon.
All right. So Money in Your Pocket, 1761 McCulloch, is donating. That's Scott Oglem, I think is how you say it. It's a gold-plated steak quarter set worth $150.
And it's beautiful, by the way. I was flabbergasted when he donated that, and I wanted to buy another one so I could give it to my son. He didn't have another one.
Oh, man.
What?
So this is going to be wonderful.
So Donnie didn't get one?
No, he didn't get one because I couldn't buy it.
I know you call him Donnie.
I do.
And Don, if you're listening, big shout-out to Don Klostermeyer.
If you pull his ticket out, they're going to say it's rigged.
That's funny. Yeah. No, no, no. It looks like Vicky Botcher. Did I get that right? B-O-T-C-H-E-R, maybe? That's what it looks like.
Yes.
All right, perfect.
This is first place.
That's for first place, the Chagru's gift certificates, the Monarch Salon two free haircuts, and the gold-plated steak quarter set from Money in Your Pocket. And that set's worth $150. Mm. Congratulations to all the winners.
That's the three top winners, and we really appreciate it. But you know what? Everyone who participates in PACE is a winner because it's helping our country and teaching love of our country and what it stands for. I've seen things on the TV which flabbergast me that they would tear down a statue of Thomas Jefferson or George Washington. No. You know what? These men sacrificed their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor to have this wonderful nation of ours.
Right.
And we need to have them recognize that, and what are they willing to sacrifice to keep our country going well.
And it's so important for
the
show.
We get Diane going. She's, right. We're going to take another hour, right?
I
love it.
It's an honor. I did want to say that it's an honor to be here on KNTR, and we need to thank you. you and Steve Greeley
for the
privilege of being here and being able to talk to the people.
Absolutely. It's actually our privilege.
Yeah,
we
appreciate
you.
I just wanted to add
doing this every year.
Why we're doing this. There was a survey done of people that just graduated from high school that are now voters, and they said, what is your top issue? And they said, climate control.
What?
Yes. This is why we're doing this. They are clueless to how our rights are being taken away in our Constitution and how we have to defend it, how we have to know it and defend it. So that really shook me up when I found that out.
And you know what? I've been so honored to have Karen as our teacher. Because when I first started, I had a little outline of what I was going to say. Well, guess what? She educated me on learning more and how to do things better. Thank God. And now we've got a wonderful board. Our secretary is doing a fabulous job getting the word out to everybody and researching everything. And
And may I interject?
Is this your secretary?
Ma'am. Yes. We just have a new board member, Mary Goodfellow, and she's also part of the Constitution Week. So it's a good hand in hand, and the next Constitution Week is going to be next September. So as a board member, she'll be on the committee. Each of our board members do the different committees, like the Veterans Day. So that'll be exciting too. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants to be a board member out there, we meet once a month, 10 times out of the year. We go dark on July and August. Mm-hmm. And everything is nonprofit, so we all are doing it as volunteers. So always looking for board members and students.
So, Karen, you talked about that number one issue being climate change mm-hmm. and that. I have a different issue that probably didn't even land in the top 10, but I think it's all about respect.
Yes. Mm.
I think we need to deliver a level of respect to, you know, our kids, even adults in this country. I think that's the number one issue facing this country right now is people respecting each other's opinions.
Well, we also have to get rid of the crime that's going on.
Oh, right,
where we've been so lenient in the treatment of people who are stealing things and damaging property mm-hmm. and so forth.
Right.
You know,
that
we have a right to express our concerns. That's our constitutional right. But we don't have the right to destroy property, kill people, and steal things from stores to the point where they're actually closing stores down, such as Walgreens and Target.
Oh, that's a good
point. And others that I just didn't notice on TV
today. So something you ladies probably don't know, I don't know if you heard it earlier, but Diane's my new best friend today. Actually, you guys are all my new best friend because I'm sure Pace paid for the donuts, right? Or did Diane pay for the donuts? Probably.
Well, I'm a member of Pace, so I donated them, and Pace paid for the donuts.
Oh, perfect.
Donated
yeah.
the donuts.
That's
Got
like
it.
My that's like my Uber best friend
oh.
right there. If you bring me food, I mean, if you bring
Remember
me a hat
that.
Or a T-shirt, that's one thing. But food? Are you kidding me?
It
that's
was
fantastic.
Just, it was just a little thought to say thank you.
No, there's chocolate and chocolate sprinkles in there. What are you going to do with that, right?
You know, going back to what you said about respect, when I created my first curriculum for Jamaica, I don't know if you remember, Diane, but I took the character qualities of each of our founding fathers, and that's how we taught it. And respect was certainly in there. And we had the different character qualities and talked about how important it is that each of us have those character qualities and define them and understood them. And then we did a little play. The kids
yeah,
would make
did.
Up a play trying to show that character quality in that particular founding mm-hmm. father. And that was how I put together my first curriculums with character qualities.
And
so I think character qualities
and
are...
And Tina Whitehouse also had things. She had Sonny Borelli come and quiz the kids.
Oh.
How long does
mm-hmm.
a president serve? What does he do?
Yeah.
Different things. And they... It just shows that they learned something and it was important to them. We mm-hmm. take them on field trips. They actually have gone to the city council to see what the mayor does and the various members of the city council mm-hmm. and ask questions. Some of them even ask a brilliant question like, what did you like for supper tonight? You know, but you never know. The
yeah.
kids are really into things and they all have to do a community project.
Wow.
Your kids, what did they do as part of their community project? Do you remember? I think they got things for the veterans, didn't they?
Yes, it was collecting items that I think it was actually collecting things for our current people serving, and they would get items for that, I believe.
I'm just impressed with the Reagan Library trip. I'm a donor to the Young Americas Foundation.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And the Reagan calendar every year, I get that, as anyone could see at my desk.
Yeah.
And, no, that's an impressive trip. I bet mm-hmm. The Air Force One and just seeing that was the mm-hmm. highlight of the whole weekend.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Wonderful.
Yes, it was.
Isn't it, though?
I wish we could arrange for trips for the kids, too. I know that we don't have a teacher from Calvary Baptist Church or school because they have their own program, and they've actually gone to Washington, D.C. with the group.
Oh, that's great.
Now, we did have a class of telesis, but they're still trying to get enough students. If they can get enough students, we'll have telesis. We're not mm-hmm. trying to exclude any school
right.
in our school mm-hmm. district.
Absolutely.
Well, any school that's teaching constitutional education, God bless them, right? So there you go.
As long as it's based on the originalist point of view.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And you know another thing about the Constitution? We were, with the Constitution Week, we were passing out things, and one company said, oh, we can't take it. We're not political. The Constitution isn't political. The Constitution is the foundation of this country.
It's a framework.
And that's what
right.
a framework. And so we're trying to get
good
out
point.
There.
Right.
We're nonpartisan. Everyone's welcome. Non-denominational. Anything. It's really about the framework. That's it. The framework of this country. As far as and how do we teach them not to kneel? Right.
Right.
We teach them
right.
why we stand.
And then
right,
we
right.
teach them to participate in things in community events mm-hmm. like the Veterans Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
We
We had, what, over 40 kids
we had,
marching in the parade?
I saw that.
We had 40 kids were making up all these chants. Like,
and then,
oh, they were making up
Sherry
chants?
Like, thank Sherry you, Barry. You know, they were making up
that
themselves.
Young man who does every year, he comes and participates.
Oh, my special needs student, yes.
Well, as you can hear by the music.
He is just wonderful.
As you can hear by the music, I need to roll along a little bit here.
Thank you.
So you're going to be contacting the winners, correct?
Yes, we will. And then some of the board members will go and be giving it to them. We're going to do it. We want to make sure they get it by this weekend so they can use some of the certificates to get their fresh turkey.
All right, perfect. Speaking of winners, if you call 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687, you can pick up a $50 gift certificate to the River Willow Steakhouse at the Blue Water Resort and Casino. And that's funny. Ginger pulled her phone out. She was gonna call and win that so she could get a date night. Right? Absolutely. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate you thinking of us every year.
And God bless you.
God bless you too, Diane. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. To Speak Out. Coming up next, Speak Out 2.0 after news and a short break. Julia Gehringer is going to be in the studio up in Laughlin from Mojave Electric Cooperative. They're talking about solar energy. Also, Jenna Morga from Warmsea. She's a marketing director there. Again, I'm Paul Lavoie. On tomorrow's show, we'll have Jackie Leatherman and Mike Bonney. So join us tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.